Good morning, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on a device near you. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become the world's very first singing cobbler, get your shoes done by Alexis Thompson.
Yeah! Always wanted to learn that. Good morning, Fluffy.
The lost art of cobbling. Yes.
Good sure morning, is.
Buddy. Uh-huh.
Good morning, Holly Roberts.
Spurs that jingle, jingle, jingle.
Good morning to all of you on this Thursday, April 18th, 2024. Welcome to La Show. Welcome to your La Life. Welcome to one more alarm clock till the weekend. Welcome to College Student Day. So appreciate your college students. Get to know your customers day. Welcome to that. Welcome to International Amateur Radio Day, otherwise known as Jason and Alexis in the Morning.
Yeah!
Welcome to International Pizza Day. Welcome to International, or I'm sorry, just National Animal Crackers Day. Welcome to National Dare Day, High Five Day, National Lineman Appreciation Day. Welcome to Transfer Money to Your Daughter's Account Day.
Oh.
Welcome to Velociraptor Awareness Day, Newspaper Columnist Day, Pet Owners Independence Day, Pinata Day, Poem in Your Pocket Day. So put a poem in your pocket.
There once was a man from Nantucket.
That's right. And welcome to your coffee, everybody.
Ah, cheers.
Cheers, everybody. Cheers.
Ooh, cheers.
There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Jason is a Moron. Okay, that's it. There we go. That went on, and I thought it was much shorter than that. Yeah.
Where's the button?
I have no idea.
Apropos of the game.
I thought the button at the end is the little button that you press.
I thought it
wrapped up in about 10 seconds. But anyway, it's titled Goofy Theme. So all day yesterday, during the show yesterday, we made fun of Bea Arthur and the fact that she sent out one of her classic Bea Arthur post late afternoon cigarette break Burt Convey emails. late afternoon, early summer emails. Telling us all about the Taylor Swift album that would be coming out this week.
Yeah.
Now, and that came out on Friday. She dumped that on Friday right before she exited on the broom. And every day since then, I always thought that I read that email in one particular way. I thought the Taylor Swift album, CD, whatever you want to call it nowadays, was coming out today. In my mind, I thought it was coming out today.
Did you think today was Friday?
But it is coming out today. So here's the thing, though.
Wait, what?
Yeah. But the new Taylor Swift album is coming out tonight, overnight tonight. So technically, it is Thursday, but we won't be able to consume it and talk about it until tomorrow's show.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. So I'm a little moronish. I read it to be, because, you know, I just skim through her emails. I look for keywords. Do I see Alexis's name? Do I see Holly's name? Do I see my name? Do I see like dollar signs? Do I see, you know what I mean? Like what is this?
Have you
email?
Ever seen dollar signs in an email from her?
I know. You're right.
Maybe from the money with the wings on it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Lex. What am I thinking? You're right, my friend. But, you know, do I see, okay, what are the keywords?
Oh, you're saying there's a chance. So there you go.
Exactly. I'm like, okay. Thursday album, Taylor Swift. Okay. It's addressed to everybody. Okay, great. Thanks. And then delete.
Yeah.
So yesterday in our fancy Google document for the show, I thought, oh, okay, there's not a lot of hot dish, but we don't have to worry about it because we'll get to, you know, listen to the tracks that don't include cuss words. And I even texted, I was texting Alexis about something else. And I said, oh, And don't you think we should, by some show question, don't you think we should touch on it maybe once an hour?
And yeah, I agreed. I thought, wow, you are really being proactive here. This is fantastic. Yeah. Getting ready for Friday's show.
Well, thank you for the compliment, but no, I was actually getting ready for Thursday's show.
Yeah.
Which was wrong.
Then I saw it on the grid and I was like, you must have gotten some inside info.
No.
To really be pushing it Thursday.
No inside info. I was just completely wrong. So, on behalf of America, you two, I'm very sorry. And then I love Holly. Was it you?
Oh, how would they know?
Yeah.
On the grid, I put in bold letters on my Taylor Swift CD talk, and I colored it, you know, in the Google document. And then Holly writes right under it, "No moron, it's tomorrow." Just a little, just a 12 point font. No, tomorrow.
Oh, I didn't see that. Which was a little soft. It was just like the album comes out Friday.
Oh, I didn't see that.
So it was like
it was like 10 point font, Lex. It was just very small.
Oh, you must have deleted it.
I did because I felt I was like I laughed out loud. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't know. I was like, well, if we're really excited about it, then sure. Yeah, we can talk about it, but I just want everyone to know that the album doesn't officially come out technically until overnight tonight.
Yep. Whoops.
Yeah. Love it.
Oh, well.
But people are so excited about
it. They are so excited about it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I get it, though. I love when people love stuff like this. You know, I couldn't wait for Rhythm Nation to come out. I made my mom, we were driving from Schaumburg, Illinois, and I made her go to the Marquette Mall so I could run into Record Town and get that CD.
Oh, yeah, on a Tuesday afternoon because that's when albums used to drop.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
See all the cute boys in line.
Right. Oh, yeah, for me too. I like this. Ryan McKinnon.
Uh-huh. Yeah, all the cute guys. When I made my dad go to Media Play and pick up the new Weezer album, it was just...
Oh, Media Play.
It was just a hottie city.
Right?
Actually, Weezer. No, it wasn't.
Alexis. Oh, I loved Weezer fans. I loved because Green Day. I remember specifically waiting in line for Dookie, and it was just so fun because we don't have that anymore. You could just click and you got it.
Yeah, and Media Play was fantastic. Oh my goodness, when they opened one in Apple Valley.
Oh.
They were owned
by this Media Play because I was in Jersey at the time. But what was that like? What do you mean by? Was it just a different experience? Or?
Well, it was just a media emporium. You could get your CDs, your VHS tapes, your merch, all sorts of things all under one roof.
Oh, nice.
Lex, it was owned by the same people that owned Suncoast Motion Picture Company, you had those.
Yes.
The same company. And, I miss those stores.
Oh, Suncoast, ours in the Mall of America used to be on the first floor, the east side.
The corner!
Where the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory is now.
Holly... Absolutely. R.I.P. Wow. And then the one in Southdale used to be on that weird third level by Macy's. But then back then it was Dayton's. It had that weird store spot that kind of overhangs. Anyone that's been to Southdale with regularity, you're nodding your head. You know where it was. But, like Holly said, you could get movie posters and movie merch and every movie you could ever want.
And apparently see weird Weezer fans.
Which
would be 12-year-old me wearing my Army Surplus Ragstock t-shirt and making my poor dad.
That was it, though. That was a look.
That was a look.
Oh, God.
Making your dad wait in the car, or was he allowed in the mall with you? or in the store with you?
He could always come in the store with me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He was a rock and roller guy.
Oh, yeah.
So,
cool.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. When we come back, orcas, I can't believe I'm going to, this is happening. We're teasing this. This is happening. Orcas are doing something very unusual, and Holly Roberts is on the case. What is it? You'll find out.
Hey friends, Alexis for JTR Roofing Inc. JTRRoofingInc.com. They install and repair, of course, roofs. It's right in the name. But they can help with so many of your other exterior projects, gutters, soffits and fascia, windows, decking, siding. If you got some storm damage, they've got you. Just wanted to make sure I didn't repeat things because, man, that list is very long of things that they can help with your home. So if you are... you know there's something wrong with your roof, and you just want a professional to come out and give a good assessment and figure out what's the next steps, this is a great time to give JTR Roofing, Inc. a call. The number is 651-777-7394. They've been in our market since 1992, and they serve the Twin Cities and Western Wisconsin. They have a lot of experience working with insurance and, of course, can help you with their mention me or my talk for $1,000 off roofing, siding, or gutters. JTRRoofingInc.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Make sure you head to your local DQ, get their new Frosted Animal Cracker Blizzard. It's one of the new flavors this year. Welcome back.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Colin had the peach one, the new peach cobbler one.
Oh, that last sounds night. Delicious.
He referred to it as summer in a cup.
Yeah. Yum.
Yeah. It was our post-puppy play. We went to visit Milo with my mom, who's helping potty train him. She has a Dairy Queen right by her, so we got a Hot Eats Cool Treats after the puppy, and Colin wanted to try something new, and I took a bite of it. It's summer in a cup. If you like peach, you'll love that one.
Yum.
Little quick note there. Yeah. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Welcome back, friends. Hey, I don't think I've ever asked Holly this question. Hey, Holly.
Yeah, Jason.
What are orcas doing?
Oh, boy. This is a follow-up because we were talking about this last year. Orcas.
Yeah.
Killer whales. Uh-huh. Living up to their name in southwestern Europe. Now, since 2020, orcas have been attacking boats. And recently, they were spotted circling a ship in Spain for the first time this year.
What?
Now,
They're conspiring.
Yeah, they are conspiring. Nature is healing, maybe. Now, the most recent sighting of these orcas, so this isn't necessarily new news, but this recent sighting is hundreds of miles from where they should be this time of year.
Oh.
Suggesting to scientists that the orca group is changing its tactics. They're thinking together, and they're like, we're strategizing.
Oh, yeah.
And scientists have no idea why this is happening.
This is West Side Story stuff here.
Yep.
They're snapping and stepping.
That's right.
And jean jackets and all.
That's right.
Slick back hair and combs.
One of them's got a rolled up pack of cigarettes in their sleeve.
Ooh, right.
Yeah.
That's right. They're like, try it. Let's see.
Now, this group.
Hot step. Choreography. Yeah.
We're just going to call them the orcas, you know, because it was the sharks and the jets. These are just the orcas.
Yeah.
And so 40 orcas living off the coast of Spain and Portugal and in the Strait of Gibraltar. And since 2020, some of those orcas have been approaching and occasionally attacking boats. Now, the most recent sinking of a ship happened on Halloween last year. But apparently the orcas have sent at least three other boats to the bottom of the sea. Nobody's been injured or killed because everyone probably is like, respect to this pod. We're getting the heck out of here. But then on April 10th, three of the orcas out of this pod were spotted swimming near a large yacht in northern Spain. Now, they didn't attack, but they're thinking about it.
Wow.
Oh, why does that scare me? Because I'm never going to be on a boat like that. I'm probably not going to see an orca. I mean, I did when I was a kid, but oof, that's frightening. What are they trying to do?
Animals and
they're striking back.
Vicious.
And they're vicious. And,
and you know what? Us humans have not treated them particularly well.
Right. They're getting revenge for SeaWorld. I'm telling you.
Remember when Free Willy was freed?
Yep.
He probably came back and told all his friends about his experience. And then it's just like when my grandma spanked me, I was the only grandkid. Yeah. And I said, you guys better behave because grandma spanks. I told all my cousins, and that trickled down. So generation to generation, they're like,
you were the Paul Revere.
See those people on that yacht?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was. Well, I was two and flinging around a bungee cord in the hallway with my baby brother there. Probably deserved a little spank.
I was going to say blame Jake. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it was actually Zach.
Oh, Zach. Oh.
But I was swinging that around and she's like, you're the only one I spanked. And she actually later regretted it because I did tell all my cousins. But everyone behaved.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm saying. Spread the word.
I sure did. And that's what I think happened.
Willy whistle.
When they come back out and they're like, hey, look, you see something that and moves and speaks and does this? You see him on a yacht? No bueno.
No yacht.
So you're right, Holly.
Yeah.
Get the lifeboats ready.
They're talking to each other.
Yeah.
They're like, how can we get the current to rock this boat?
Oh, they're so smart, you guys.
I guess they could just hit it, too.
They ain't dumb.
Yeah. And they're floating through the water. And they're just like, look, guys.
Oh, my God. I want to get on a rock. With my denim jacket.
Oh,
and I want
a
whale to jump above me.
Yeah, you get drenched on the rocks.
No, Lex, remember the kid did not get wet. Remember that?
Oh,
that
was
I always wondered about
that. You know what? Yeah. That is true. Because you saw all that water coming down.
That kid didn't get wet at all.
How did he evade all those driplets?
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, in this version of Free Willy, the orca is going to jump halfway over you, and then it's just going to miraculously smack down and go, BOM!
Yeah.
Right on you.
You know what?
Or,
that's so true.
Or onto a boat on the other side of the rock formation.
Yeah.
I never thought about the reality of that.
Yeah.
They need a lot of momentum to like keep going.
And let's
be
clear.
A slip and slide.
That kid would have been drenched and he didn't have a drop in his hair.
Yeah,
that whale jumped right over him and he was dry as a bone. And I was like, wait a minute. You just had Willie jump over you.
Yeah.
Oh. You would have been wet anyway. Well, speaking of sea life, has it popped up on you, your algorithm?
What's
Did
that?
You guys see that video of the great white spotted off Martha's Vineyard?
No.
Did you guys see this?
Ooh, uh-oh.
Oh,
what's happening?
Where's Sheriff Brody?
This is real. I'm not joking. It's floating around the socials. I showed Colin last night. They spotted, and I want you to close your eyes and think of this size.
Oh,
they spotted a 25 to 30 foot great white off the coast of Martha's Vineyard.
Wow.
Just, Colin had to measure something. We were at a restaurant. And he said, wait a minute. And he pulled out his iPhone measuring thing.
How many buses is that?
Well, he said, it's about, think of this, Lex. It's about five of me.
Dang.
I'm about 6'1".
Whoa.
But we were at a bar and he goes, Jason, it's the length of this bar. Because this bar is about 32 feet.
Wow.
Yeah. And you don't really realize how big that is. Like, even you're listening to this now. You really have no concept of what you would be like standing or swimming next to something that is nearly 30 feet long.
Wow.
Yeah. If you see this, you won't believe it. You see the fin coming up out of the water and that bad boy or bad girl, it swims right by the phone holder.
Whoa.
And yeah, it's crazy. I rewatched it about five times because she just emerges from the water. Like it was almost like Spielberg directed this. You see a little bit of the fin and then it comes by and then the thick has a thick tail. This girl has a thick tail. And
nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And swims right by. And then you see the head, the massive head. I'm like, oh my God.
Wow.
A creature like that is
swimming.
Are we ever
going to go in the ocean again?
No.
I love to body surf and surf and be out there.
I ain't going nowhere near that.
We get real deep?
No, just saying. No, no,
no.
I
don't think so.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah, we'll take our chance, right? We know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
Well, yeah.
You guys have fun with that. I have a lot of fun with that. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Jace for Red Cow and Red Rabbit. Spring has sprung, and so has some new items at Red Cow and Red Rabbit. Let me, now, you're going to laugh at me for, and go ahead, please. But I was told about the new Chicken Caesar wrap at Red Rabbit, and I laughed a little bit because I know what you're thinking. Okay, Jason, a Caesar wrap? Great. Congratulations on that. No. I now know why everybody is talking about this wrap, and it starts with a tortilla. That tortilla is fresh. It is so good. Grilled chicken breast, romaine parmesan, and they put croutons in there. These hearty, delicious, garlicky, homemade croutons in there. The crunch, the different textures, and that tortilla, probably one of the best wraps I've had in many, 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 many years. The Chicken Caesar wrap at Red Rabbit. So if you're looking for some place to go to lunch, run to Red Rabbit.
Last night. It's time for Late Night Funnies.
Funny stuff.
Here's Jason.
Health officials warn that leptospirosis, transmitted by rat urine, is on the rise in New York City. Oh, man. I was hoping to finally hear some good news about rat urine. News from England, where apparently spraying Axe deodorant on male sheep gets them to calm down and stop fighting because it masks the hormones that get the boys butting heads, so there's no argy-bargy, no rowing. The British call fighting argy-bargy? That's adorable. How did these people take over the world? All right, everyone, we're just here to steal your landy-wandy. Taco Bell's chief marketing officer has revealed that he eats at the chain every other day. Explains Taco Bell's new marketing campaign, "Help, my blood feels thick."
Stephen Colbert with our Late Night Funnies. Welcome back, everybody. Wow. Well, I mean, if you're the bigwig at Taco Bell, I mean, you kind of have to eat there.
Well, I guess. It's probably free, right?
Yeah.
So it's probably just like, yeah.
I would hope.
And you can make a custom order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can make whatever you want. Go in there and just, again, we talked about Red Lobster yesterday. I don't know if they still do this. Maybe not with them hinging on the cliff of bankruptcy. But as a server, you could you could eat as many Cheddar Bay biscuits as you wanted to.
Oh, yum.
So if we had to work a double, we would make little pizzas out of the out of the Cheddar Bay biscuits. We would slice the Cheddar Bay biscuit in half, put marinara from the dippin' sauce counter, put marinara and then cheese from the salad bar. Ooh. Put it on a appetizer plate underneath the warmer. I'm sorry, that keeps the food warm in the window. And for about 15 seconds, the cheese would melt. Boom, you would have a Cheddar Bay biscuit pizza for lunch.
Yum.
So, yep.
Oh, that would be such a great cookbook, TikTok, what have you. All the secret recipe hacks that employees make behind the scenes at restaurants.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I wonder if anyone's doing that. Holly, that is a great idea.
Take my ideas.
Because I know this seems, it's not a recipe, and I'm sure it's, well, I know, hello, nothing's changed. I know it holds true. A really good combination, and it seems kind of like, duh. Red Lobster has really good Caesar salad dressing, and I love their Caesar salads. There's nothing spectacular about it. There's nothing special about it. It's just a good tasting Caesar dressing. There is nothing better than piecing up the Cheddar Bay biscuits into a Caesar salad and having a little bit of the warm in a bite of the Caesar salad.
Oh,
trust me. That mixture, I'm thinking about it now. It is. So take a bite of take a little bit of the biscuit.
Yeah.
Fork it and then put it into Caesar salad and then a bite of Caesar salad with just a really good bite. You know, a good manufactured bite. I would eat that. Would be my lunch more days than not. Was that very simple, but nothing better. Oh,
and you can mix it up. Oh, yum.
Yeah. The warm biscuit. I don't know what it is with the cold lettuce and that Caesar dressing. Oh my God. Was it good?
Yum. I'm just going to have the pizza one day.
Yep. We have pizza
the next.
Yeah.
And it's free.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
And then when we get real, yeah, we'd get real bitter if we were mad at the company for whatever reason. And I think they call this stealing, but that's all right. We would go into the freezer, the servers, we'd all go in there and the fudge overboard is a legendary dessert at Red Lobster. It's basically like a giant brownie sundae with ice cream and hot fudge and whipped cream. Well, the fudge overboards, Lex, come like in a pie, just, you know, a big round and pre-sliced for you. We would go in the freezer and just eat pieces of the frozen fudge overboards. We would go in there and just, oh, yeah. Again, I think they call that stealing. Uh-huh. But, you know, yeah. Well, you know, but still.
Well, you know, working at a drink establishment in high school, we'll just say that, a place where people imbibe things, non-alcoholic variety.
Oh, okay.
You know, we'd always be in the test kitchen, making things up, trying new things.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we made some kind of chocolate mousse. Oh, gosh. With whipped cream and chocolate syrup and other things. We kind of wanted to, like, blend it up and freeze it. Well, then we had a great idea of freezing it in the ice hopper in the back. It was a great idea until it spilled all over the ice in the ice hopper.
Oh.
And we had to spend the entire night cleaning it out so that nobody would find out that we did that in the morning.
Yep.
Well, was it also, worth it?
No.
No, yeah. It is. That is one of the most, in any server out there, any bartender, you know this. Anything goes wrong with the ice hopper, it's the seventh ring of hell.
Oh,
because somebody breaks a glass near it, you get something in it, you know what that means. You have to drain the whole damn thing. You have to drain it, get everything out, and then refill it. And it is a pain in the earth to do that.
Yeah, the fastest way to get the bartenders pissed at you as servers.
Oh,
man.
Oh, sorry, Joe. I broke a glass in the ice bin. Oh, no. Especially like in a busy, like right in the middle of rush.
Yes. You know?
And you just break something in the ice bin. It's like, this is why we can't have nice things.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Because usually, you know, sometimes, I don't know, like the spirit of Boston, Lex.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the bartenders would be older than you, so they're already intimidating.
All of them were.
All of them.
Yep.
So they're all, by design, bartenders can be scary. You know, especially if you're a young server, and then you have to tell them that. Did you steal anything off the spirit of Boston?
I wish I could blame other people, but it was like very clear that it was me.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I wouldn't say that. We always got, because we always got like the leftovers. And so when I'd go back to my dorm, it was like, when's Lex coming back? Because I'd go back with like, they're like, yeah, Alexis will take it. Just like huge trays of food that were left over. Or like if there was a drink that was sent back or made wrong or whatever. We'd all kind of take little sips in the back. So that
vultures.
Would be. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like.
Or like food that was sent back. But yeah, I don't. It was harder to steal on Spirit of Boston because constantly, you know, everybody comes on there and they just want to drink. So you're constantly just running. So it might just be, you know, a quick little bite here and there, but not to like open up stuff in the freezer and things like that because the stuff on the buffet was so good. We just kind of. Fork it and
Well, I would just call it, you know, R&D, restaurant R&D, research and development. You know, we are your demographic, and so we are creating new recipes and other things. Here you go.
Yeah,
have this recipe for chocolate mousse.
Right.
Yeah.
See. Yeah.
Right there.
It's a crew favorite.
Yes.
And then the other thing is they also had us, I don't even think there would be time to take anything because whenever we left the dock, we had to get up and do a dance. Mid-show, when the entertainers were coming on, we had to join them for a little line dancing. And then when we came back to the dock, we had another dance to do.
That's right.
We threw streamers up in the air. I mean, wow. Wow.
Streamers.
When we were a Bon Voyage, like, yay, here we go, bloop. And like what, Let's Get Loud, you know, J-Lo's song was playing. We're like, let's get loud, woo, throw the streamers up. Here we go, you know, we're going to the Boston Harbor, woo.
You would play Jennifer Lopez's Let's Get Loud?
Oh, yeah, we had entertainers that would perform, like, mid-cruise. And then we'd have to join them. And that, keep in mind, we had white button-down, you know, dress shirts, a tie, the long aprons, and black pants. And we're doing like we had a whole routine to this.
I remember you telling me this over the years, but I didn't know it was set to Let's Get Loud.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was a whole medley of songs, but this definitely was one of them. And you, yeah, we had to step two times to the right, two times to the left. Cowboy. Yeah, well, we had a whole routine, but yeah, it's been a long time. Wow, that was like early 2000s when I worked there. I wonder if they're doing the same thing.
You know what I'm going to say, because every time you would bring this up over the years, my similar circumstance was I worked in Dick Clark's American Bandstand Grill in Indianapolis.
Yes.
And no matter what we were doing, I don't care, unless we were mid-deplating, meaning we were plating, we were delivering food, unless we had a tray and we were plating the food in front of the guest, if we were doing anything else, the moment this came on,
oh no,
which is the American Bandstand theme,
oh no,
we would have to stop, get on a catwalk, and perform.
Oh the dignity.
Yep.
That's right.
And the catwalk went through a part of the dining room, and we had a choreographed dance that we would have to do, and if we couldn't make it to the catwalk, we had to dance in the aisles wherever we were.
Oh my gosh.
I hated it.
Did you always want to be like, oh, I couldn't make it to the catwalk.
Oh my goodness, I have to drop off these $25,000 pyramid chicken fingers right now. Excuse me.
I'm busy. I'm making money for the company.
Yeah.
Holly, let's get it right. They were bloopers and practical jokes, chicken strips. Okay, so thank yes. You. Yeah.
You couldn't freestyle at all, huh?
No.
There was one part in our dance where we could freestyle a little bit.
Oh, you could?
Yeah.
No, girl. Dick wanted it one way.
That's what she said.
Yeah. No. Look, did we get it right all the time? No.
Of course not. Yeah, that's what was fun about it.
And there was I don't know why I remember her name. I can picture what she looks like. There was an old gristled server named Sue that worked there.
Oh.
And Sue loved working there, but the only thing that she hated was that. And she made it so known to everybody that she hated it. She didn't want to do it. And she would just kind of go through the motions. And the only good thing about it was watching Sue's disgust. That was the only thing that would get me through it, is if I hated it, I knew that Sue hated it 1,000 times more. And I would just stare at her. I would try to position myself so I could watch her dance, because she was so bitter. She hated it so much.
Man.
But, yeah.
What was her life like to end up like, this is my life. I'm working at Dick Clark's American Bandstand Grill.
Yep. And she was probably my age now. I mean, she was probably like early 50s. And she had been a server all of her life.
Yep.
This, back in the day, this was a hot place in Indianapolis. It was in a hot area, no longer around. But and she made good money. And that's what she would tell me. She'd go out to smoke. I'd go talk to her. And she said she would quit in a heartbeat. But the money was so good, because she would quit because of the dancing. She said, yeah. Oh, Sue. Wonder where she's at now. When we come back, you'll wait till you hear who's back on Spotify, and then wait till you hear who's going to be playing Frank Sinatra. Both of those stories.
Ooh, Patrick, our technician at Plunkett's Pest Control, he's coming next week so we can be spring ready, get ahead of any of the pest issues that we may have. So excited. He starts outside and then works inside just to see if any got in or how to prevent it. And that's what's so wonderful about working with Plunkett's Pest Control, because depending on the pest, whether it's mice, ants, spider, squirrel, bat, crawling things, flying things, slithering things, Plunkett's can handle it all. They helped 76,000 residential clients last year and tens of thousands of businesses as well. So if pests are pestering you at home or work, Plunkett's is your go-to. And they also have Varmint Guard Nuisance Wildlife Control in the Twin Cities area, where they serve residential and commercial clients as well. Now, these are for things like squirrels, raccoons, snakes, bats, and nuisance birds. So, yes, they've got you covered. Keeping pests in their place, not yours. Contact Plunkett's Pest Control today, Plunkett's.net. That's Plunkett's.net.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Little pop of pop culture for you. Who's back on Spotify, Lex?
Neil Young. Sorry, I had a moment there. No, Neil Young. Remember, he was like, I'm never going to be on Spotify. This is after the Joe Rogan thing. Well, here we go. He'll make $2 million every year on Spotify after returning.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All those principals just went, oh, okay.
Oh, they're gone. Yeah. He was boycotting it because of Joe Rogan. Yeah. And he maintains 6.9 million monthly listeners on Spotify, and each month made $170,000, and then said, yeah, I'm not doing that. And now, oh, here we are again. So if you're a Neil Young fan and you were wondering where his music is, you'd love to be listen to him on Spotify. He's back.
Mm. Well,
yeah,
that's why it's you should think a couple times before you say never. You know what I mean? Just think about it for just a little bit.
Well, his post also explained too, like, my decision comes as music services, Apple and Amazon, have started serving the same disinformation that the podcast features that I was opposed to at Spotify. So he's like, well, all of them are doing it, so I might as well join back in.
He's got model trains to pay for.
Right. Yeah.
Daryl Hannah's like, honey, just go get that money. I want to remodel the bathroom this year.
Yeah. Please. I want a new patio. Go out there. Just go back on.
And he's doing it for the fans. That's what he's saying. Look, my music wouldn't be anywhere for music lovers at all.
It's a thing of like, no matter what platform you're on, whoever said that you were going to agree with everything and everyone on the umbrella that you're under? You know what I mean? I just don't.
Well, I actually admired his choice too.
But I also found it a little hypocritical because his music is on other platforms where similar voices exist.
Right. Yeah.
So you're leaving. You know what I mean? So I did too. I was like, okay, you're standing up for what you believe. That's wonderful. But then if you're going to do that, then do it consistently across the board. And you can't do that. I shouldn't say can't. There I am saying never. It's hard to do that because there are voices you don't agree with nearly everywhere. Unless you just independently distribute your own stuff and cut out the middleman, which you can do. If you're on Sirius, there's all sorts of voices. If you're on Spotify, there's all sorts of voices. You know, I don't like everything my company. I don't like everything Fox does. I work for one division of the company. Do I like what the other divisions do? Not all the time, but I don't know.
He also has a new album, too, called, Effin' Up.
Oh, what's the effin' stand for?
Funnin'? CK is their hashtags.
Funnin'?
He's funnin' up, everybody.
He's funnin' up, everybody.
Oh, yes. The whole Neil Young album, Funnin' Up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, April 26th is when it drops. So I think that's part of it, too.
Yeah, I will imagine that's part of it, Lex. Yeah. A tour, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
That launches on the 24th in San Diego.
Daryl Hannah's new bathroom. Is it a bathroom, Holly? Is that what it is? Yeah, a new bathroom.
Yep. Need some new tiles in there.
Expensive ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw this and I don't quite know what to think. Is there a Frank Sinatra biopic coming out, Holly?
There could very well be, because Variety's reporting that Martin Scorsese is planning to make a biopic about Frank Sinatra, but he's got to make his movie about Jesus first, so he's busy. But after that, word on the street is that Martin Scorsese wants to collaborate yet again with Leonardo DiCaprio, starring as Frank Sinatra. And maybe Jennifer Lawrence would be playing Ava Gardner, Frank Sinatra's second wife and glamorous movie star in her own right.
Yeah.
Now, this is not approved by the estate, because apparently Tina Sinatra, Frank's daughter, has control over his life rights and the story. It hasn't been approved yet, but that doesn't mean anything. I mean, there's plenty of non-authorized movie biographies. You don't need cooperation with the estate to do anything. But I sat there and I looked at Leo, Frank.
Yeah.
Frank, Leo. Leo, Frank.
Have you seen some resemblance?
I think he could maybe pull it off.
You really, Holly?
I do. And
okay.
Jennifer Lawrence as Ava Gardner. I was doing camera one, camera two, camera one, camera two. Some makeup, some wigs, some good lighting.
I could definitely see Jennifer Gardner.
Yes.
I mean, Jennifer Lawrence. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence.
I could definitely see that.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I think I would be into this, because I really did like The Aviator, the Howard Hughes biopic that Martin Scorsese and Leo did about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I thought that, it was a good movie. So I'm like, okay, you know what? And Frank, really interesting guy. I only read part two of his big biography that came out about a decade ago. There's a whole part one. Didn't get to that book. But lots of stories to be told. He's a very fascinating guy.
I like Lawrence better than the thought of Leo. I just, Martin, there are other actors you can work with other than Leo. That's my first reaction. But
yeah,
I am doing the split screen with, like you did, Holly, with Ava, who I love. Jennifer excites me. I would see it for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That seems delicious. Okay. Well, we'll see it. Hey, Ronan Farrell's available if he wants to get a more physical
Why are those two in the same sentence? I don't know. Frank Sinatra, Ronan Farrell.
Oh,
why?
Yeah.